Committee Chairman Joe Lieberman says the proposal would lift the agency from the brink of bankruptcy.
Too many people still rely on the Postal Service for us to sit back and allow it to collapse.
Lieberman is an independent. He's joined by ranking Republican Susan Collins of Maine, who says they're not crying wolf.
The Postal Service, if nothing happens, will lose $10 billion this year and not be able to make its payroll by a year from now, by next summer. And they've maxed out their credit. They've maxed out their borrowing.
Democrat Tom Carper of Delaware and Republican Scott Brown of Massachusetts joined Lieberman and Collins in sponsoring the plan. Carper says it's a chance to show lawmakers can govern despite the partisan bickering.
We need to be able to demonstrate that Democrats, Republicans, and an occasional independent can govern again. Mm-hmm. That we can take on a big problem. That we can solve that problem. And this is a big one. Situation is dire. We can fix this problem.
He says those fixes are based on the same philosophy behind do-it-yourself superstore Home Depot slogan, you can do it, we can help.
In this case, the Postal Service can do it. They have a pretty good idea. The Postmaster General and his team, organized labor, the stakeholders, they've got a pretty good idea how to get out of this situation. And our responsibility is to help. And one of the ways we help the most is by choosing not to be a 535-member board of directors of the Postal Service.
The bill's provisions draw from ideas pitched by various groups. The Postal Service and the White House, for example, agree that the agency paid nearly $7 billion too much to the federal employee retirement system. Lieberman says the agency would get that money back under the Senate bill.
This is money they were owed. It is not a bailout, but it will help them to carry out a buyout to reduce the level of their employment.
The Postal Service wants to cut staff by at least 100,000. After offering incentives, it could use the rest of the money as it saw fit. That's the only financial help the senators are offering. The agency, its unions, had wanted more. They called for a return of more than $50 billion that the Postal Service says it has overpaid into retiree benefit programs. But the Government Accountability Office challenged that assertion. Lieberman says the senators didn't want to touch that money, not that it would have solved the problem.
It would have injected some money into the Postal Service without the service changing fundamentally, which it needs to do. It would have concealed their problems. And what we've done in this bill is to require them and encourage them and in some sense facilitate, enable them with new authorities to make the fundamental changes that the Postal Service has to make to survive.
For example, the bill would give the Postmaster General authority to negotiate with unions on a new health care plan. It would carve a path, albeit a difficult one, for the Postal Service to cut Saturday mail delivery and phase out door-to-door delivery. It also would overhaul the workers' compensation program. Collins says it's about time.
The Postal Service currently has more than 2,000 employees aged 70 or older who are receiving higher payments and tax-free payments on workers' comp than they would under the standard postal retirement program. It is obvious that that is not the purpose of workers' comp.
Unions dislike those measures, saying they're punitive and unfair. But Lieberman says the bipartisan bill is a compromise that won't please everyone.
We're going to be battered probably from all sides when we go forward with this. But this really is a national problem.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I am used to it. But this is a national problem, and we're not going to solve it by playing partisan politics or being rigid about a particular remedy that each one of us have. And that's the spirit that has propelled our discussions to this point.
The Postal Service hasn't weighed in, except to say that it is reviewing the bill and it's taking whatever measures are in its control to return to profitability. The committee will mark up the bill next week. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.